Oh, England, you broke a heart when you first voted to depart. But before you off and pack, one thing, we want our language back.
Oh, England, you went your way, but for this exit, you will pay. Without French letters, you'll be lost. It's time for you to count the cost.
No, you can't have joie de vivre without le français.
You lose yourself without a cul-de-sac.
There is no fizz without champagne.
So you can gladly keep your rein.
We're taking all our French words back.
No, you cannot drive a car without a chauffeur.
There's no déjà vu without déjà vu.
What's sex without its lingerie?
Piers Morgan without his toupee.
We really feel miserable for you.
Oh, England, you're such a fool. Did they teach you nothing at school? With politics, you've been risque. For Brexit is just an entree.
Yes, England, this is the start of picking allies à la carte. Soon the whole world will turn on you. It isn't nice, but it is true.
'Cause you cannot rendezvous without le français.
Oh, so many things that you will sorely miss.
Like etiquette and ambulance.
Without us, you don't stand a chance.
You'll die without a life-saving French kiss. Key change!
No, you can't have mariage without fiancé.
Without us, your soufflé will never rise.
Don't bother to RSVP.
We buggered off for après-ski.
You didn't get an invite, Kel, surprise.
Your cheese board will be blue without Roquefort and Camembert.
When you can't find the menu,
you won't, because it isn't there.
When you smell a faint regret
instead of fine eau de cologne,
you only have yourselves to blame for dining all alone.
No, you can't eat a la mode without le français.
You'll have to scoff it all off one big plate.
Alas, there will be no encore.
Now that you've bolted your back door
for a referendum, you will have to wait.
And if you want our bel esprit,
I'm sorry, darling, c'est la vie. You should have voted stay, it is too late. Yes, you should have voted stay, it is too late.
Yeah, yeah, funny song there. New from Amanda Palmer, and that's about another English-speaking country that's totally screwed up politically. We're not the only ones. And maybe I should mention that the views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and not necessarily those of WMFO, its staff and management, Tufts University, or the posse over there at the Bubbles and Think Tank Facebook chat group, or of Belinda, the executive producer of Bubbles in the Think Tank. But I am not Belinda, so I can play these things. She could play them too, I'm sure. And I think most of you out there enjoyed them anyway. So there that was. It's 12:03. This is WMFO in Medford. A little bit late on the legal ID, and we're a little bit behind on getting started with the radio obituaries. I did say they were coming up around the midnight hour, and it is around the midnight hour. But before we get started with the radio obituaries, I have to remind you to go to feedthepig.org. Think of your future before you become a radio obituary. Our initial radio obituary is for Gerald Don Schroeder, known professionally as Papa Don Schroeder. He was an American radio station owner and former record producer, radio personality, and singer-songwriter who was responsible for producing hit singles in the 1960s and 70s for James and Bobby Purify, Carl Carlton, and others. Schroeder attended the University of Tennessee and began doing promotions and working as a DJ at radio station WATE. He had shows on radio stations WKDA and then started work at the Cedarwood Music Publishing Company in Nashville, where he wrote songs with Mel Tillis and Wayne Walker and produced demos. In 1963, He had his first songwriting success with Those Wonderful Years, a country music hit for Webb Pierce, but then left to return to Pensacola. While working for radio station WBSR, he became a local celebrity with a top 10 show in the area called, ready for this? The Papa Ding Dong Diddly Daddy Dada Bibbly Daring Ding In Out Dashin' Dig Diggin' Don Schroeder Show. I think I got one extra duh in there, but that was the name of the show, mainly playing R&B music for a predominantly white audience. He formed his own public production company, Papa Don Productions, and also began promoting concerts by black musicians such as James Brown and Wilson Pickett. In 1966, he produced Mighty Sam McLean's version of Don Gibson's song Sweet Dreams, recorded with engineer Don Penn at Muscle Shoals. Through McLean, Schroeder was introduced to James Purify and Robert Lee Dickey, and produced a pair of recordings as James and Bobby Purify, including the hit I'm Your Puppet. Schroeder also co-wrote several of Purify's recordings and recorded two albums with the pair. In 1968, he built his own studio in Pensacola, but failed to recruit the musicians to make it successful. After disagreement with James Purify, he closed down his record production business in 1969. In 1970, he took ownership of the radio station WPNN in Pensacola and remained the station president. He returned to record productions in the mid-1970s, producing Carl Carlton's hit version of Everlasting Love. Schroeder died on November 15th at age 79, and he is our initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Whoop, that's not it. Technical difficulties, please stand by. Back to our initial radio obituary here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Our post-initial radio obituary is for Ivan Ivaka Miksomivik. He is a Siberian, or was a Siberian, rock artist from the Balkan ethnic folk and pop guitarist. He was also a composer, arranger, songwriter, and actor. He played in the Yugoslavian heavy metal band Metro and was a member of the No Smoking Orchestra. He was also active in several other side projects with pop singers. Miksomivik started to play guitar in 1971, inspired by the music of Deep Purple and Led Zeppelin. His first band was formed in 1972. He played with a lot of musicians, from the smallest clubs to the largest halls and stadiums. As a studio musician, he recorded around 1,500 records, tapes, and CDs, although a precise number cannot be determined. In 2003, he met the film director, guitar player, and composer, Emir Kusturica, or is it Kusturica, and started to play with him and Dr. Nelly Karajelic in their band, the No Smoking Orchestra. Miksomivik also portrayed a role of Inspector Miksomivik in Eric Kutznicker's film, Promise Me This. He also took part in a punk opera called Time of Gypsies, made by Emir Kusturica, which he accompanied successfully in several cities in the world. Miksomivik died on November 7th, and he was 57. Damn, I hate when they go younger than me. But he is our post-initial radio obituary here on Bubbles in the Think Tank, and it's for Ivica Miksomivik on your freeform radio station, WMFO Medford.
Yeah, the muppets will go and jump like out, and as long as they can't quite jump, they can sound like they're from home. They're trying to do things. I'm from a hole.
Let the music divine, cause it's unser, 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 un unser Crime. It's unser Crime. It's unser Crime.
Radio obituary is for Doug Mellon, and we have to thank our dear friend Mr. Kurt for sending this one my way just this morning. Doug was also the former owner of the Jamaica Plain Green Street Station, a famed rock club in that not so gentrified neighborhood back in the 80s and 90s. He was also involved with Bun Ratties and Alston Rock Club in the 1990s. According to a post by AJ Wachelle, an old friend and short time Bun Ratties manager Doug Mellon passed away early this morning, which I think meant yesterday morning, after a battle with cancer. Aside from Green Street Station and Bun Ratties, he also had a club in New Hampshire later on. Doug and his old partner Chuck White were a pair to be reckoned with in the 1990s, stirring up, sometimes in a good way. Ha. No matter what they did, rest in peace, dear old friend. Also, Bay State Rock Camelita's post. Doug Mellon, former owner of Green Street Station, died yesterday morning. Thanks to Chuck White introducing us. Doug hired me as a weekend bartender when he realized I was a newly single parent with not a pot to piss in at the time. That little gig kept me going for a long time. Doug never let me down, nor I him. We formed a close friendship back in the 90s that lasted for a long time. Even when Doug became an on-the-lam outlaw in later years, he would randomly call me from hidden places and let me know he was okay. I even gave him a job reference once under some crazy name he invented. He was a hard worker, what can I say? He trusted me and I trusted him. I never asked what his crime was because I knew he was a good man. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with each other. It happens. He was the type of friend who could be gone for a long time, and when we'd just meet up again and pick up the conversation where we left off. He was always one of the funniest people who could always make me smile even in the toughest of times. Oh, the stories I could tell about working at that little bar on Green Street Station in Jamaica Plain where Nirvana played one of their first gigs. My lips are sealed, though. You would have to have been there. R.I.P., dear Doug. You were a bright light in the often dim world. Shine on, you crazy diamond. That post from Carmelita. Not sure of Doug's age, but he is our next radio obituary here on Bubbles in the Think Tank, and for it, I have a recording made at that club, Green Street Station, by Eugene Chadbourne, circa 1989. So we'll hear that now for our radio obituary for Doug Mellon here on your freeform radio station, WMFO in Medford. This is Bubbles in the Think Tank.
years in dark alleys. Ride, feeling nauseous. A white bucket full of Clorox. Let's make love. Let's make love. Made by 5/6 of 1, or was it 3/4? Could they jump start to a bear heart? Let's say we're just like Gandhi. Arsenic bombs. Why, that's just Andy. We'll see who gets the news coverage. And it's a diversion for others. Who even cares about the mothers? So you say you miscarried. We must examine all the blood you lost. State suggests that you get married right now, or there's a heavy fine. Come income tax time. And when they grow up, we don't care what they can do. What's the dark alleys, bloody fingers caked with crime. It's not yours, it's mine. Let's go back in time.
Cleanup Radio Obituary is for Jan A. Bazarek. Bazarek. I practiced these before I came down here, even these foreign names. Gosh darn. He was a jazz musician, double bass player, jazz critic, and jazz magazine editor. He was born in Chemek, Poland, and until the age of 41, worked as a musician in Poland, performing with artists that included the trio Komeda and Quartet Kurlewskis. Due to illness, Bazarek stopped playing. He then managed the Krakow Jazz Club and Polish Jazz Federation. He was also a co-founder of the European Jazz Federation in 1956 and also founded Jazz Forum in 1946. In 1977, he moved to the United States and was granted citizenship in 1987. Brezsek initiated the Jazz European Federation in 1965, later renamed the International Jazz Federation, and served as the Secretary General in Vienna, Austria, headquarters from 1972 until 1981. Upon moving to New York City in 1977, he founded the U.S. branch of IJF, International Jazz Federation, that same year. From 1972 to 1985, Brezsek was the publisher of various jazz magazines, including Jazz World and Directories. In 1985, he established and managed the American Music Database and Jazz World Database. Jan A. Brezsek died on November 10th. He was 83 years old, and he is our cleanup radio obituary here on Bubbles in the Think Tank. What? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary, and it's for Michael Sherwood. He was a U.S. keyboardist and singer who came from a musical family which included his father, Bobby Sherwood, who was an actor, musician, and big band leader, his mother, Phyllis, a drummer and singer, and younger brother, Billy. His father gave him his first keyboard when he was 4 years old. Sherwood formed the band Logic with Jimmy Hahn on guitar in 1977 while growing up in Las Vegas. The band covered Return to Forever, Peter Frampton, Frank Zappa, and Yes. They eventually moved the band to Los Angeles in 1980, managed by Barry Morgan, and around the same time began writing their own material. The band met Jeff Porcaro, who mentored them. After many years of trying to get things together, they recorded their debut album, Nomadic Sands, released in 1986. Michael Sherwood and Jim Hahn then worked with Air Supply. A solo album, Tangletown, was released in 1998, largely written with Julius Robinson, and included artists Steve McCormick on guitar and vocals, the late Jamie Chez on drums and vocals, and Tom Felita on the long-haired bass. Michael Sherwood died on November 5th. He was 60 years old and is our Weasel Radio obituary here on your freeform radio station, WMFO Medford.
If anything should happen to you, God only knows what I'd do. I'd be lost, I'd be scared, I'd pretend you were there. If should happen to me, I would still be part of your dream. You would cry, then you'd laugh about that last photograph. If anything should
Sunday. It's not 5:30 in the morning on Sunday. It's 12:35 in the morning on Saturday, I suppose. No, Sunday. Wouldn't it be Sunday morning now? Saturday night, Sunday morning. You know how that time differs at this hour of the day, night, whatever. But it is still Bubbles in the Think Tank, which is what you are tuned to. We are in the midst of our radio obituaries, and our anti-pre-penultimate radio obituary is for Dzdok Furianto. And I say this was a tough one. He was a popular musician in Indonesia, but nowhere else. Hence, any information about him on the web was all in Indonesian. I had to use Google Translate to piece together this one, but I decided to stick with it for reasons that I hope would become obvious. Dzdok Furianto was an Indonesian actor, director, and musician. He is the youngest son of Bambang Kusunjadja, a senior Indonesian you want to try and read that word? Okay, Diane's passing. She's just laughing at the way I pronounce names here. But he was a senior Indonesian choreographer and painter, as well as his younger brother, Butet, an actor and theater performer from Indonesia. In music, he concentrates more on extracting traditional music. Dzdok is a member of the Ku Antika music group, Sinten Remen's humorous music, and Ganjadik Theater. In addition to music, he also directed several theater performances and worked on musical illustrations for soap operas and television. He also recorded an album called Lagu Natal, a collection of Christmas songs done in modern and traditional Indonesian style, which is why I decided to stick with this radio obituary, just so I could bring some of that to you. Dzdok Furianto died Wednesday morning at age 55. He is our anti-pre-penultimate radio obituary here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. And here is his take on a Christmas standard that, according to legend, was composed right here in Medford, Massachusetts. Penultimate radio obituary is for John Fraser Mann. He was a Canadian rock musician, singer, and actor. He's best known for his work as frontman in the folk rock band Spirit of the West. Born in Calgary, Alberta, Mann relocated to Vancouver, British Columbia to study theater at Studio 58. He left the Studio 58 in 1983 and co-founded the band Spirit of the West. The band released its first independent album the following year. Spirit of the West's music is a mixture of folk, alt-rock, and pop with a Celtic influence sound. The band gained wider popularity in the 1990 major label release Save This House. The album included the single Home for a Rest, which became their most recognized song. Co-written by Mann, Home for a Rest is a popular drinking song in Canada. It has been called legendary and the ultimate Canadian Frosh Week wedding reception anthem by Marsha Leidman of the Globe and Mail, and Canada's unofficial national anthem by the City News. In 2010, the song was also listed by Mike Delvin of the Canwest News Service as one of the 10 best drinking songs of all time and was ranked number 89 in the National Post list of the top 100 Canadian singles. Mann also released three solo albums, Acoustic Kitty, December Looms, and The Waiting Room. The Waiting Room deals with the topic of Mann's battle with colorectal cancer and was adapted into a theatrical work by Morris Pench, which was produced by Vancouver's Art Club Theatre Company in 2015. Although Mann was initially slated to play the lead role, due to his health he did not do so, although he performed some songs from the album as part of the show. John Fraser Mann was 57, and he is our pre-penultimate radio obituary here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
You laugh to excuse me, I'm not. So-called vacations will soon be my death. I'm so sick from the drink, I need home for a rest. We arrived in December and London was cold. We stayed in the bars along Charing Cross Road. We never saw nothing but brass taps and no. I've been drunk since I left, and these so-called
penultimate radio obituary is for Wim Margret. Margret was city organist of Elburg and conductor of various choirs, including the Groot Nederlands Johannes de Heer Choir. In addition, he collaborated many times as a conductor, organist, and pianist in the Nederland Zink program. Margret received his first music lessons as a music school in Elburg. He then studied organ with Willem Hendrik Zwart, organist of the Bovenrijk in Kempten. He also qualified at the Conservatory in Zwolle, where he studied organ and major subjects with Dorothy de Rogij. He graduated in 1989 with good results. As an organist, he was affiliated with the Reformed Church of Doornsvec and the Reformed Congregational Congregation of Elburg and the All-Day Church in Amsterdam. Wim Margret died on Sunday, November 10th, at age 57. This is the third radio obituary to die at age 57 this week. Coincidences abound. But he is our pre-penultimate radio obituary here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Ultimate radio obituary is for Robert Freeman, photographer of the early Beatles albums. His covers for With the Beatles, Rubber Soul, and other records helped define the group's imagery early in their career. Mr. Freeman's association with the Beatles was relatively brief, about 3 years, but memorable. He shot their first album covers for them in 1963, and as their popularity was soaring, then joined them in the 1964 of their tour of the United States. He photographed his last in the late 1965 for Rubber Soul, which drew attention for its distinctive distorted picture. The image was a twist on the standard group shot. Mr. Freeman was projecting slides of his photo shoot onto an album-sized piece of cardboard propped on a table. When the cardboard tilted backward, the effect was a fisheye version of the band's faces, with John Lennon dominating the picture. The band loved it. As Paul McCartney recalled on his website after Mr. Freeman's death, he assured us that it was possible to print it that way, and because the album was tilted, Rubber Soul, we felt that the image fitted us perfectly. Robert Freeman died on November 6th in a hospital in London. He was 82, and he provides us with the perfect excuse to play some early Beatles music here in our ultimate radio obituary on Bubbles in the Think Tank, your freeform radio station, WMFO Medford.
In the beginning.
From the Exotic Beatles, the first volume, actually three volumes of Exotic Beatles records since that one came out. And that's going to close out our radio obituaries for this evening, and just about wraps up this latest episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank. I want to remind you all once again to go and take Freddie's poll to cast your vote for the Radio Obituary Retrospective, which is happening next week right here on these very airwaves with the lovely Belinda returning to this slot. She will be taking over her show. It is her show. It's her show to take over and do what she wants with. And what she does every year on Thanksgiving weekend is the Radio Obituary Retrospective. So cast your vote for that retrospective and decide which Radio Obituary Retrospectives will be